are holy. Yes, you are holy. You are holy. Lord, you are holy. Lamb of God, seated at the right hand of the Father, you are holy. Holy, you are holy. You are holy. Lord, you are holy. You are holy. Yes, you are holy. Lamb of God, seated at the right hand of the Father, you are holy. Holy, you are holy. Lamb of God, seated at the right hand of the Father, you are holy. Holy, you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Yes, you are holy.
Sing with me.
You are holy. Yes, you are holy. Lamb of God, Lamb of God, seated at the right hand of the Father, you are holy. Holy, you are holy. Oh, Lamb of God,
Lamb of God, at the right hand of the Father, you are holy.
Holy,
raise it, raise it.
Oh, Lamb of God,
Lamb of God, seated at the right hand of the Father, you are holy.
Holy,
you are holy.
You are holy.
At the right
you are holy.
Hand
you are holy.
The Father, you are holy.
You are holy.
Holy, you are holy.
Oh, Lamb of God.
Lamb of God. Seated at the right hand of the Father, you are holy.
You are holy. You are holy. Sing with me. You are holy.
Holy.
Lamb of God,
Lamb of God, seated at the right hand of the Father, you are holy.
You are holy.
Holy, you are holy.
Lamb of God,
Lamb of God,
you come.
Seated at the right hand of the Father, you are holy.
One more time, Lamb of God,
Lamb of God, seated.
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
Right,
welcome, Holy Spirit.
Father,
you are welcome,
holy.
Holy Spirit. Holy,
holy, you are
holy. If you can pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Ikorori ya baba 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 baba. Ikara baba yende dere boshi kora da baba 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 baba. Ikatorobo shikala baba 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 baba. Shanta raba yara rebo robo shikono no. Shika yara baba baba.
Lamb of God,
He is seated
at the right hand of the Father.
You are holy,
holy, you are holy.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day that you are made, O God. We are here to confess that you are holy. You are holy. You are holy, O God. You are holy, Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord. Somebody welcome your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you are in the right place and for the right cause. I'm so excited to be here today, and I'm fully convinced that I'm not here by accident. I'm here by appointment. Somebody say, by appointment. It's unfortunate, according to my time, I'm left with 30 minutes, and I had a lot for you, but the Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say, amen. I want to thank you so much for loving me. Above all, I thank God for our dear bishop. Let us clap ourselves for our bishop and our mama, Mrs. Bishop. Thank you so much for loving me. And I trust in you so very much. Amen. I believe Bishop is a man of God. And he is a man who walks by the instruction of God. That's why each time he calls me, I just know that it's not him. It is God through him working. And I always want to obey God. Somebody say hallelujah. So I respect you, sir. You are one of the men in this country that I treasure and respect and obey in Jesus' name. Listen to me. If you can't obey, you cannot go any further. I thank God for all the team, the pastors. May God bless you so very much. I don't come alone. I came with my family. Because of time, let them just wave. My wife is here, my elder son. Hallelujah. I want to promise you that today you won't miss this morning in Jesus' name. Within the 30 more minutes, yeah? Hallelujah. By 30, that means that is a quarter to, yeah? Praise be to the name of the Lord. Open with me in the book of Philippians. Hallelujah. I'm Apostle John Mugisha, the friend of Victory Church. Philippines. Someone can call it Philippines. I had somebody call it Philippines, but it's Philippines chapter 2. And let's read from verse 8. And being found in the fashion as a man, that is Jesus, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Some say unto death. Even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name. Somebody say a name. Which is above every name. Number 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Father, anoint me to speak nothing but your word. I come against every demon out of here. I disconnect every powers of darkness. And I command every darkness to disappear. And I release light to shine, O God. I silence every voice of the enemy. And at least the voice of God. Father, I promise, after everything, all the glory goes back to you in the name of Jesus. And the people said, let's go to turn also into the book of Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19 quickly. Isaiah 1:19. Are we there? If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Let's continue. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Today, by the Spirit of the Lord, I've come to share something important. And I want to begin by telling you that the way up is not up, but it's down. Can I say it again? The way that takes you up is not up, it is down. In other words, if you are to go up and you need to go up and you want to go up, you don't need to go up, you need to go down first. Because the way that takes you up is not up, it's down. In other words, the Lord brings me to teach you that obedience is the key to your success. Tell your neighbor, you may not want to hear this, but this is the truth. If you want success, you cannot avoid obedience. I remember we used to be in school, we used to jump high jump. How many know high jump? Anybody that wants to jump higher, his height or his level would depend on how low he goes. Oh my God. The lower you go, the downer you go, determines how high you will go. Do I have some people in the house today? For instance, if you want to jump higher, I don't start here. I have to come down. Some say, come down. Coming down does not mean I'm stupid. Coming down does not mean I'm doing the opposite. But coming down means that I'm gathering strength to go higher. And everyone that will go higher in church, in Christianity, will see that person the way he humbles himself or herself. Tell your neighbor you are good at praying God to raise you up, but please ask God to humble you down. Okay, let me come closer. Tell your neighbor, do you need to go higher? Don't ask God to take you higher. Ask God to humble you down. Because all the people that God will take higher, he will put them down. He will teach them how to humble. I remember in 2 Kings chapter 5, there is a man called Naaman. Someone said Naaman. Naaman was a powerful man in his time. He was a captain. Was he a captain? He was an army commander. And through him, Syria got victory by this one man. That means he was a great man. But despite of his greatness, he had a challenge. I always tell people that every great people, they have challenges. No one that is happy or 100%. Always God will leave some room to humble somebody down. God will always create a room for somebody to humble. Hallelujah. So Naaman was a captain, but he had leprosy. He was a fighter. Everywhere they reached, where he reached, they respected, they feared, they said he has come. But also he had leprosy. Now, why he had to humble down? My God, help me preach. Naaman had the ability to go to all the best doctors. He had the ability to fly to any country. He had the ability because he had all it takes. But all it takes failed him. And time came, in his house there was a girl. Somebody say girl. And the girl was just a maid, and she told her mistress that if my master could go to the man of God, this disease, the man of God has solution to it. My God, help me preach. I want to throw this submission to you. The world has no solution, but the man of God has a solution. I said the man of God has a solution. And I believe the Lord led Bishop to invite me to come with your solution today. I said with your solution today. And that gives me confidence to tell you the way you came in today is not the way you are going out. I said it's not the way you are going out. Maybe you came confused. You are going back happy. Maybe you came sick, you'll go healed. Maybe you came poor, but God is going to make you rich through this message. In the name of Jesus. Naaman was so stubborn because he had money. He had everything, but when he was told to go to the man of God, he went thinking the man of God will come out to meet him. He thought the man of God will come out to meet him. But the man of God never came out because the man of God was in the spirit. The man of God knew that this man does not need me, but he needs to obey. Oh my God. And then he will receive what he needs. Sometimes you don't need to meet me. You don't need to meet your bishop or your pastor. You need to obey what your bishop tells you, and your healing will come to pass. Tell 5 people you don't need bishop sometime, but you need to obey what bishop says, and you will be healed. Somebody stand up. Somebody tell the other person. You are seated too much. Tell your neighbor. Sometimes you don't need bishop because he's busy. Sometimes you don't need Mama, Pastor Rose, Reverend Rose. You need to obey them. Makarabasata. Now, Naaman told, listen, now watch, sit down and listen to the gospel. So the prophet Elisha was not proud. Sometimes you people think we are proud. Hallelujah. Men of God are busy most of the time. Amen. That's why don't be offended when they don't show up but they tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. Tell your neighbor, I know you always get offended, but please don't get offended. Tell your neighbor, leave the man of God alone. Let him seek his God. Do what he tells you to do. Marebayanda. Because there's no man of God, not even me. Nobody can heal you but only God. I cannot tell you that I'm your healer, but my God will heal you. I said my God will heal you. You don't need to follow me. You need to follow the one that has sent me to you. So the prophet did not show up. He told Naaman, no, he did not. He sent a servant to go and tell Naaman, hallelujah, that the man of God is busy, but I know there is a river somewhere. Mm-hmm. This river did not look good. Oh my God, help me. This river was not in the choice of the captain, my God, but that was the word from a man of God. Sometimes the word from men of God may not be good in your ears. In fact, they don't need to be good in your ears. Because what may be good in your ears may not bring you healing. Okay, let me turn to these people. That which may seem to be good in your ears may not help you out. Because if it did, you'd have been helped by now. Oh my God. The fact that you're not helped by now, that means drop what you want to hear. Let the man of God speak in your life. Because God has given men of God and women of God all it takes to deliver you. All it takes you to take to another level. I remember a servant of God in the Bible said, we may look poor now, we may not look good, we may look as though we have nothing, but yet we have made many rich. Oh my God. We may not have I may not have a car, but I can cause you to have one. I may not have a big house, but I can pray for you to have a mansion. Because God has put all you need in his servants. What he needs you is to obey. Now the Bible tells me the man of God didn't come out, he sent a word. Obedience is not anything, but obedience is to do what you are told to do. So Naaman, when he was told, he said, no, I cannot. At first, tell your neighbor, you may not, but you'll humble down. Touch your neighbor, say, I know you don't want, but you will do it. Shake your neighbor, say, you will invest. You will, because you have no any other alternative. The fact that in your palace you failed and you crossed in the kingdom of the man of God, then you have to obey from the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. He said, I cannot. You see, even in our place, we have many wells, we have many rivers. The man of God said, don't mind. If you needed your healing, do just as I have told you. Now, all of a sudden, Naaman had no choice. He said, okay, I may not want, but okay, I will go there. Listen to me. Somebody about to do it by force. I said you'll do it by force. Tell your neighbor, do you need your healing? You will do it by force. Touch another, say, do you need your healing? You will have to do it. I tell you, neighbor, you have no choice. I know you've tried it elsewhere and it failed you, but you will do it for your own good. Listen to this also. When you obey, you are not giving the man of God favor, you are helping yourself. Can I say it again? When you obey what I tell you, you are not favoring me, but you are favoring yourself. When you do what God tells you to do, you are not helping God, you are helping yourself. Tell your neighbor, help yourself, please, by obeying. Now the man said, I will do. He went to the river. He first said, we have also rivers. I know you have them, but they never helped you. Now you are here, obey. You came to God, obey. Now the Bible says he went to that river which was instructed. Listen to me, if he had gone to dip himself in another river, he would not have been healed. My God, it is true, he would have dipped himself, but if he had not gone to that very one, someone said that very one. Some of you, God told you to bring money to Pastor Rose, you took it to some other pastor. My God. Some of you, God tells you that bring the full tithe in your house, in the storehouse. And for you, you are feeding here, but you take it elsewhere. That is rebellion. Doing the right thing in the wrong place is also rebellion. Can I say it again? Ask your neighbor, why are you quiet here? Why are you quiet here? Doing the right thing in the wrong place is also rebellion. Let me take it to another level. Hallelujah. If this Naaman had gone to dip himself, and if he had done it also 6-7 times, yeah? But in another river, he would not have been healed. Can I take you deeper? But he went in that very one. He dipped the first time, the second time, the fifth time. Hallelujah. The sixth time, nothing had happened. Hallelujah. But he had to do the seventh time. I wanted to go to speak something about that, but let me not go there now. Amen. Amen. Time is little. Amen. So when he dipped the seventh time, hallelujah, when he completed it, someone tell your neighbor, complete it. I go there. Lekabrosaka, tell your neighbor, complete it. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, don't do it halfway, do it all. Do it all. Stand and tell four people, do it all. Tell your neighbor, I see you have tried it out. You have dipped four times. You have dipped five times, even six times. But do it the seventh time. My God, the reason why you missed your miracle. Listen to me now, because of time. Listen to me. Most of you, you almost got into your breakthrough. Can I preach on? There's somebody here, you almost got into your miracle, almost your breakthrough, but you came back. The reason is not anything, is because you did it halfway. What God told you to do, you did it halfway. Some of you, maybe God told you, go and take $1 million, and you thought it's too much, and say, let me get 100. After all, the pastor's just sitting in the basket, and you put, oh my God, tell your neighbor you did it halfway. No miracle halfway. You have to do it all. Someone said, do it all. Do it all. Finish up the assignment. Oh my God. Naaman never got his healing until he did the seventh time. When he did the seventh time, his skin turned into that of the baby and his leprosy was no more. My God. Listen, why was he told to go to that river? Why did a man of God need to show up? God wanted to humble him. Tell your neighbor, if God has to heal, he has to humble you. If God has to bless you, He has to humble you. I know you are too stubborn, but He knows how to humble people. I said He knows how to humble people. Ah, yaka. I said He knows how to humble people. I said He knows how to humble you. I said He knows how to humble you. I'm here to advise you, it is better you humble before He humbles you. Because when He humbles you, you may not like it. Better humble. Tell you that better humble before He breaks you. Hallelujah. Now in the book of Jonah chapter 1. Amen. Is it 1 or 2? 1. Hallelujah. God tells Jonah, go to where? To Nineveh. Amen. And Jonah says, no. Let me go to Tarshish. After all, I'm going to do the same assignment. Remember, I told you, when you do the right thing in the wrong place, that is rebellious. And there's consequences behind it. The Bible tells me He chose not to go to Nineveh and decided to go to Tarshish. Well, according to him, according to his calculation, he thought that Tarshish is more productive than Nineveh. Tell your neighbor, it's not about your calculation. It's about God's command. It is about God's command. Tell your neighbor about God's command. Your blessing is hidden in God's command. I said your blessing is hidden in God's command. I said your future is hidden in God's command. If you need your future, get into His command. When you need your blessing, get into His commandments. That's why Deuteronomy 28 says, if you obey, these blessings will follow you. You'll be blessed in the village. You'll be blessed in the city. When you obey, when you hook yourself in obedience, you tap the blessings. Not only in the city, but also in the village. And He said, you will be blessed, even your seed will be blessed. Whatever you touch will be blessed. Your seed will be blessed. You will not only be blessed, but because of you, many people will be blessed. Those are the fruits of obedience. Hallelujah. Now Jonah went another direction. Somebody said another direction. Let me tell you, when you take another direction, you will not reach your destination. When you rebel, you will not reach your destination. When he went and paid fare, he went into the ship towards where? Tarshish. Amen. As he was going, someone said, as he was going, trouble came into the boat. Trouble always follow what? Rebellious. Remember, I began by saying, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of. But if you rebel, my God, you will be eaten by the sword. Now, because Jonah was under rebellious, the sword was following him. Can I say it again? When you move under rebellious, you be ready for the sword to follow you up, to swallow you up. Now the reason why the sword was following Jonah was not to give him anything but to swallow him up, because the word says if you are obedient, you will eat. But if you are rebellious, you'll be eaten. Ask your neighbor, where do you fall? Are you obedient or rebellious? Are you eating the good of the land, or the sword is eating you up? Ask your neighbor, ask what did he tell you? What did he tell you? Some of you, you used to be that big, but now you are getting diminished. We don't know what is happening. But the Lord is saying, turn today and begin to obey God. The key to your success is in obedience. The Bible says, as he was following a wrong route, trouble came into that boat. And the water, the storm was hitting the boat, and the boat almost broke. Everybody was almost dying because of one person who's rebelling. Sometimes one rebellious person may cause the choir to be hit. One rebellious person can cause the church to be hit. Tell your neighbor, I pray you not be the one to cause us to be hit. Oh my God. Now the whole boat was hit because of Jonah. And the good thing, now these people, you know, they have their science that when the storm has come, when the water is almost breaking the boat, what you do, you have to lighten the boat. They didn't know the problem. They began to throw their cargo outside. But the more they threw their cargo, is the more the storm hit the boat. My God, help me here. So what happened? Until they almost lost everything, Jonah raised his hand and said, please, don't worry. He said, sorry, forgive me for all the losses I've caused. It is me who has caused it. But the solution here is to get me, because I am the problem. He said, get me now, throw me out of this boat, and this boat will have peace. I pray for you today. You are the boat. Somebody say, I'm the boat. You are being tossed, you are being hit, you're almost drowned in the water. But the Lord has sent me to advise you, before you are drowned in the water, remove the rebellious out of your heart. I said, don't allow to die. Just remove the rebellious spirit out of your way. Don't allow to be destroyed by that cancer. Remove the rebellious. I said, remove the rebellious. These people are looking at me as if I don't know. I said, if you want peace, get the rebellious out of your spirit. Because rebellious does not come from the head or the legs, but it comes within the heart. Bible says, if you're willing, there must be that willingness to submit, that willingness to humble down. That willingness is the beginning of good things. And the Bible says, when they now removed Jonah and threw him in the waters, then the storm stopped. And the boat had peace, and they sailed. Though they sailed, but remember, they lost their cargo because of the rebellious person. I pray, choir master, if there's somebody rebellious, first put him aside and let the choir move. I've come to advise some young men who are about to marry. If that lady is disturbing, she's not humble, please put her aside. Oh my God. Because if you don't remove rebellious, you'll not reach your destiny. Even though your destiny was almost, you almost reached there, and you saw you're about to break through, but as long as there is rebellious, you will not reach. My God. When they removed, then the boat became steady. And the Bible says, because Jonah was still rebellious, God sent a fish to swallow him up. Now, I wish I was Jonah. That time, I told these people to throw him outside. I wish that is a time he humbled. He would not have gone to another phase of suffering. The more you delay in rebellious, you are delaying yourself in suffering. Let me go slow here. I said, the more you delay yourself in rebellious, is the more you are delaying yourself in suffering. Because if Jonah had obeyed when the boat was being tossed and said, Father, forgive me, give me a chance to go, the boat would have stopped. The problem would have stopped there and then. Tell your neighbor, God is not punishing you. God is not against you, but is against your rebellious. Hallelujah. Now Jonah, listen to me, when he fell into the water and still rebellious, God sent a fish and he swallowed him up. He did what? And even when he swallowed him, he did not obey. God had to keep him 3 days. Somebody say God. Because if it is not God, there's no way you can be in the bed of a fish even one day. My God, my God, my God. Some of you, as I talk, you are not dead now. Not because you are righteous. Not because you are good. God has kept you waiting for you to humble and then he will deliver you. You people, you will clap those hands by force in Jesus' name. Clap your hands to Jesus. Clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands. As I'm about to wind up, left with 3 minutes, amen. When he was in the fish the first day, the second day, the Lord was waiting for him. But on the third day, when he turned and he prayed and said, Lord, the dead do not worship God. He said, Lord, I will pay all my vows. Someone said, I'll pay all my vows. Oh my God, when he said, I'll pay all my vows, when he humbled, when he said, I will do what you told me to do, I will do what I'm supposed to do. Immediately, someone said, immediately. Then the Lord commanded the fish to vomit Jonah. My God, my God. When you are rebellious, the Lord commands the fish to hold you in. But when you turn to be humble, then the Lord commands the fish to vomit you out. Tell your neighbor, stop crying for us. The solution is to humble and the fish will vomit you. Stand up because of time. Tell your neighbor, stop crying for us. Stop shouting for us. The solution is obey and the fish will spit you out. The fish has no power to swallow you, to hold you in its belly as long as you're obedient. The fish has authority to keep you in the belly as long as you're disobedient. But when you're obedient, the fish has no power again to contain in his belly. And the Lord commanded the fish to vomit Jonah. I wonder where the fish got wisdom. Actually, it would have vomited him there. In the water. And another one could come and swallow him up. But listen to me, when you obey, my God, when you decide to obey God, what swallowed you will not vomit you into another problem. My God. Let me say it the way I feel it. When you humble, it doesn't matter what swallowed you up, it will not vomit you into another problem. I said it will not. The fish began to swim. It began to swim. Oh my God. Looking for the better place. Looking for the landing site. Oh my God. The better landing site. As I finish, people that are humble, they don't land to the waters. I said people that choose to obey, they don't land into problems. Let me see. I said they don't land to problems. They land to the safer place. My God. When they are in debts, they don't land into another debt. Are you people also, when they have been in debts and they decide to obey God, they don't land into another debt. My God. They land into another blessing. If they have been in debts, they begin to lend out to others. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. I say you shall eat the good of the land. I declare everyone in this house, you can eat the land. You can enjoy this Kampala. You are not supposed to eat bijanjalo and binyebwa and bijanjalo, and you are supposed to eat fish and chicken makata. Because the Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Not Bishop Oducha said, not Apostle Mugisha, but the mouth. The mouth. I wish I had more time on this message. Oh my God. I said the mouth. Let me borrow 5 more minutes from Papa. Yes, listen to me. But the mouth of God has said it. Listen to me. If the mouth of God has said it, who can say no to it? If the mouth of God has said you'll eat the good of the land, ask your neighbor, why are you not eating the good of the land? Makatarabasa. Tell your neighbor, I see the world is eating you up. The world is eating. We need to change the story. I said, we've got to reverse the story. I want to hear some support. We've got to reverse the story. You that has been eaten by the world, may you begin to eat the world. You that have been swallowed up, may the world vomit you to a better place. In the name of Jesus. I said, in the name of Jesus. It vomited Jonah in the dry land. Obedient people don't land in too bad places. I began by Jesus Christ. He humbled himself. That's what, where I began, that's what I want to end. He did what? Who? Ask your neighbor, who are you now? If Jesus himself humbled, how about you? If Jesus humbled, how about you, our choir leader? How about you, our musician department? How about you, keyboardist? How about you, so-called sister so-and-so? How about you? If Jesus humbled, how about you? Here, it doesn't matter which title you have. You need to be obedient. Be obedient. Be obedient. Be obedient. And the Bible says, as I conclude, he humbled to the death. He had the power to resist death, but he accepted it. The things you need to accept in the process of obedience. They may look painful, they may look shameful, but in order to get there, accept the process. Box your neighbor, say, accept the process through which people become great. The Bible says God himself resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Tell your neighbor, not me, but God will resist you. Finally, when he obeyed up to the death, amen, the Lord, Bible says, now the Lord has, okay, and being found in appearance as a man, even that one is also obedience. How can God come to become like man? That is obedience. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. He became what? Who? Ask your neighbor, what's your name? Put yourself there, also be obedient. And to the point of death, even to the death of the cross. Now, that time, whenever somebody died on the cross, that was another story. The cross was the worst kind of death. Cross, they hanged thieves. But Jesus humbled himself up to that level. Now, let's continue, let's finish. Let's go to the next verse, please. And that, you have skipped a verse, yeah? Therefore, God has highly, not lowly, highly, highly, I said highly, exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Highly, listen to me. Listen to me. When we, you know, obedience is painful, but it pays. I say obedience is painful, but it pays. I said it pays. There's nothing on earth that can pay as obedience. Please say amen. If you don't say amen, you make me feel you are the one that is. There is a reward for obedience. I said there is a reward for obedience. Your boss may cheat you, but obedience will never, never cheat you. Oh my God. I said your boss may cheat you. Your husband may cheat you. Your friend may cheat you. But obedience will pay you highly. Highly. I said highly. I said highly. And the Lord has highly exalted him. Number two. And has given him the name. Obedience will change your name. God bless you, Mama. I said obedience will give you a name. People are good at talking themselves. You know me, I'm good. You know me. Others, even they try to scare those people. Say, if you don't say I'm good, I'll beat you. It's not about scaring. It's not about sweet talk. What gives you a name is when you obey to God. I said when you obey God, God himself will give you a name. Jesus was the Son of God, but he never got a name until he humbled. Ma, this is a strong one. He was a Son of God, but he was not yet highly and given a name before he humbled. When he kept, listen to me, the more you go down, the higher you will go. There's nothing you lose by doing the word of God. I said there's nothing you lose by doing the word of God. Naaman was a captain, but he never got his healing until he went in the water. Until he went down, then he was healed. I prophesy to you, when you go down, you go up. When you humble, God will exalt you. When you humble, God will command the fish to vomit you. When you humble down, your story is changing. Your name is changing. Get ready for the high promotion. And the Bible says Jesus went on the right hand of the Father. When I meditate about that, I come to understand maybe before he was on the left hand, but when he obeyed, he went to the right hand. I pray for you. May your address change. May your name change. May your story change. Through obedience, may God take you to your promises in Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together as the man of God is coming.
And just lift up your hands and thank God for that word. That is your word. Thank him. Thank him. There's a sifting for you. That word is meant to sift you. That word is meant to give you a new name. That word is meant to promote you. That word is meant to elevate you. That word is meant to get you out of debts. Yes, talk to him. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him, give him thanks, give him praise. Yes, give him praise. Yes, someone is being vomited out. Just connect to that word. Yes, you are coming out of the belly of the fish. You are coming out. You are coming out of somewhere which is not desirable. You are coming out. You are coming out. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bless your name. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise.
Dear friend, perhaps you have no saving relationship with God. And you love God, and you want to engage with him, but you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved. It's the door into the kingdom of God. Right now, you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make to God right now. Through him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God, so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child. Not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter. Follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and you can know how to walk in your newfound life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you.